Well, it's great to be back with you today. I'm Dr. Mark, and I'm talking today about our shadow sides and dysfunction and where they come from. We talked about that last video, or talked about it in the last video, having to do with the theological and biblical foundations of understanding where and why our dysfunctions come into play into our broken lives, and how God uses our brokenness to make us more beautiful. As Mark Schultz's song declares, and maybe you want to look that up on Spotify or YouTube, Broken and Beautiful. Great album. And great message, because it comes right from Scripture. Broken and beautiful, because God uses our brokenness to make us more beautiful. So it's less of me and more of Christ in our lives. That's the whole issue with our shadow sides. Today, what we want to do is look at how our shadow sides contribute to the molding and shaping of our lives, where God makes us more complete. So how do they contribute? Sort of get right to it. They contribute in these ways. It contributes to our personal dysfunctions being normal. It is, last video and the video before that, we talked about what is normal. What is normal in our lives? It's like the setting in our hair dryer or the settings on our mobiles, remember? And when we look at the settings in our mobile and the settings in our hair dryers, that can change. Normal seems to be unreachable. However, normal needs to be embraced. So really, there's no new normal. It's just that the normal that we have, in general, is dysfunctional. Dysfunction itself. Dysfunction embodied. But then dysfunction that becomes functional in relationship to God. The more that we are about ourselves, the more we are dysfunctional. The more we are about Christ, the more we become functional. Given that we are following Christ biblically and theologically the way God intended. Of course, we need God's help. We need to be part of God's people, God's church, with God's leaders. And you're considering Christian Leaders Institute to become a church leader. That's a huge responsibility. James chapter 3 talks about how big of a responsibility it is to be a teacher. We'll be judged more highly. So it's a high calling. Ephesians 4, verse 11 talks about that too, as far as the gifts of the evangelist and the pastor and those roles. So consider it truly to be how God brings you into a whole new functional place. Although we still struggle with our dysfunctions, and God will use that to help redeem others in their lives as they become leaders of God's people. One day at a time. One moment at a time. Daily surrender. So how do they contribute? We then understand that being dysfunctional is part of the human experience. That's the first thing. The next thing is that we live in a fallen world. We have to reiterate this. The fallen world we do live in. We live in a world where there's drought, where there's severe weather that destroys buildings, that we deal with disease, we deal with genetic disorders, and the like. As well as people who lie, steal, cheat, murder, covet. Well, wait a minute. I think we all have been guilty of this at one time or another. Absolutely. We are all fallen, short of God's glory. Secondly, we can't avoid this. It is the way it is. It is what it is. But we can become better through Christ. His forgiveness of us, therefore us forgiving ourselves, and when we respond, and forgiving others, by the way, and when we respond in negative ways, the shadow side begins. So that coach tells you that you are not sports material. Or your parents say you won't amount to anything. Or you have a friend who says, I don't like you anymore. Something says in your brain, I will hang on to this. And really, our brains are like a computer. We file it away and we hang on to it. And we tend to go into our computers, go into the document folder or documents of our computer, looking up that folder of, 25 years ago when, and then we click on the file that says where we see the video file where the coach in our mind, our mind's eye, where the coach is saying, you aren't sports material. You don't amount to anything. You are, well, fill in the blank. Or other people do other stupid things at you, or they do things that are wrong, obviously. Or maybe you're resenting yourself and you have a grudge against yourself because you remember all the bad things you did from before. That's where the shadow side does begin. As well as, and especially this, other examples come with pastors who mess up big time when it comes to exposing themselves sexually, or they get caught in other lies and stealing and so on. Why? Because there are unmet needs, which we're going to talk about next video about unmet needs, but things that have happened that still remain that were not addressed over time. Like 25 years ago, if that event happened where the coach said, you're not worth anything, that should have been addressed with the coach, with the parent, with another advocate, counselor. Get through it with some counseling and therapy and in Christ, of course, prayer to begin with. That's a given. And where you then begin to understand what was really going on with that coach that day. So you don't hang on to that. You let it go. Or you're able to process it in order to let it go. And actually, that's really the way things go. Processing it. Life is process. And the mind is powerful. God gave us the mind, our minds. The center of the mind is the heart. The heart is fragile. And the shadows will lurk if we don't deal with them sooner than later. Okay, so we've looked at the fallen world, can't avoid this. And we respond in negative ways where the shadow side does begin and it will grow if we allow it. There is a choice here. Because, yes, things did happen, maybe not by our choice, by mom and dad or the coach or the teacher or the boss or whoever. However, in response to what happened, we can choose to get help. First, from the Lord. And as the Lord provides people in our lives to process it. So how does dysfunction continue to contribute? What makes our shadow sides dangerous? Well, as I mentioned prior, we can avoid this, which is denial. Oh, everything is fine. I'm fine. How about you? Well, really, fine means F-I-N-E, fine, means I'm freaked out, I'm insecure, the I is fine, I'm neurotic, always nervous, neurotic, and I am emotional. Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional, right? I'm out of control inside. However, we want to be a different version of fine. I put other words to the word fine as an acrostic. I'm forgiven, I'm in Christ, I'm never alone, and because of Christ, I am empowered. I'm empowered to address through the Holy Spirit the shadow sides that God will help us through to become more like Jesus. So, denial. Pretty powerful because it's a coping mechanism. It is also a way to deflect and to survive. But which also ties in with self-deception. Oh, I'm okay when you're not. And we deceive ourselves. Or we rationalize this, the shadow side, the resentment and the grudge to towards the teacher or the friend. We rationalize, oh, it will go away. I'll get busy with work. I'll turn the page, new chapter with my wife and or my husband, and it'll be okay, but it still lingers. Or justification, oh, the coach was okay in doing what he did or she did. Because the coach, you know, she's the coach or he's the coach, and they know better than me. So we just justify, as well as rationalize and justify. And that's not true. We try to rationalize and justify. It almost becomes another version of denial. That practically is denial. We're trying to rationalize and say, it was okay. Yeah, I was told it won't amount to anything. But I'm in Jesus now. It's all right. It's okay. Whoa. Hold on a minute. That has to be reckoned with. The Bible is clear about that in Matthew 18. You go to the person. And also how we then deal with these shadow sides with God's help all the way. And not rationalize it away or explain it away, that is. And try to justify it. Because that was wrong. And so we get to the stage of rationalizing and justifying. And then if we've done something wrong 25 years ago or last week, we tend to try to cover up. Or like Adam and Eve did in the garden after they committed the first sin, we try to blame somebody else for what we did. And therefore, we're going back to covering it up. And then, of course, there's victimization. We play the victim, or we victimize others by covering things up or blaming them about the wrong that we did. So, this is how things happen with the shadow side. This is how things begin with the shadow side. And we need to understand this better and better and dig deeper. We now know the origin. We now know where this comes from biblically and theologically. And now we also need to see this in the human experience as the result. And with God in us, the Holy Spirit, one by one, address each shadow side, having to do with needs and expectations. That's next video, and we'll see you soon, next time.